This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The weekly COVID-19 county report out just minutes ago. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on with us now, and that's where we will start today. Dr. Bob, talk about some of the data from the new report.
Well, the data from the new report shows that we continue to have a moderate number of cases. We had a little over 200 new cases last week, which is about where we've been for the last 6 or 8 weeks. So no big change from Thanksgiving, which is a good thing, but still not nearly as low as we were before our big spike this summer.
Now, let's talk about the data in terms of the number of deaths as well, kind of a high number.
There is a high number of deaths. Some of these deaths are deaths where people from Douglas County got sick in another county. We didn't find out about it, died at a hospital in another county, and now those records are being reconciled. So some are current deaths, and some are deaths from the last few months that the state is now catching up on.
And so how many do we have for this past week?
There were 12 deaths in this past week.
And for a county our size, that seems like a high number.
Yes, we have a relatively high death rate. There are a couple of reasons for that. One, as we know, COVID really strikes older people. And Douglas County has one of the oldest counties in the country. And because of that, we are seeing more deaths. In addition, we have a relatively low vaccination rate, especially among our seniors, and they're really getting hurt. So what we saw when we looked at our data is that there are about 6,000 seniors who were not vaccinated. Of those, 15 died in the last 45 days. Of the 20,000 or so who are vaccinated, we had 9 deaths. And of those 8,000 or so who had both the primary series and booster, we had 0 deaths. So again, most of the deaths we're seeing among elderly people, and most of those deaths are among people who are not vaccinated.
And a pretty large number of presumptive cases in the week as well.
Yeah, so presumptive cases are increasing, and presumptive cases used to be somebody who was waiting for a test. Now presumptive cases are people who have a positive home test. And there are a lot of people doing this home testing, and that's why the number of presumptive cases have increased. These home tests are really very accurate in symptomatic people. So we'd think those people may get a laboratory test, in which case they would move to the confirmed category. But we're pretty convinced that if you are symptomatic and have a positive home test, you got it.
Looks like the one number that is going down is the number that are hospitalized currently.
Yes, and that is very reassuring to see a decreased number of hospitalizations. This morning, 17 Douglas County residents in the hospital. That's one of our lowest numbers since before the big surge started at the end of July.
And 6 of those out of the area, that seems proportionally a little high. Can you explain more on that?
That is a little high. One is a pediatric case who's up in Portland. And some are in people who are in long-term acute care facilities. That's basically a long-term hospital stay. And there are none of those in Douglas County. So all of those are people who are out of county.
How is our county comparing to some of the other counties in the region?
So we're having a slightly higher case rate than Lane County, about the same as Jackson and Coos. And again, it seems really related to the level of vaccination.
And let's talk about that for the county. What are our percentages this week?
So 50.4% of our total population is vaccinated, and about 60% of our adult over 18 population is vaccinated.
So how does that compare to other counties around Oregon?
Well, we're kind of in the middle. Many of the counties in the Willamette Valley, Benton County, Lane County, Multnomah County have considerably higher rates, but then some of the counties toward the east of Oregon have much lower rates.
Now, in the past couple of weeks in particular, boosters, after the various approvals have come down from starting at the federal and working their way down to the state level, seeing more folks getting vaccinated, what are those numbers look like?
Well, we had one of our biggest vaccine weeks last week, with over 2,000 vaccines given, over 300 new vaccinees. So I think the vaccine pace is starting to pick up a little bit, and that's a good thing because, again, it seems so protective against hospitalization. And for older people, boosters seem very protective against hospitalization deaths. So we're certainly recommending that anybody who's eligible for a booster gets one, but especially for those of us who are over 50.
And looking at the various locations that are doing vaccinations, of course, you have the pharmacies. Sometimes folks doing it at those, depends on what their insurance is or where they normally go, et cetera. But I did some looking around at the various pharmacies, at the various clinics. Everybody is pretty much switched to this appointment model. And one of the things I'm noticing is for those that are concerned about maybe getting a booster shot before we get closer to Christmas here, which now is 10 days away, that, for instance, I did checking yesterday, in one location you could get your vaccine on the 24th, and one was already into January before you could get a booster. That seems a little concerning.
That is concerning, and we know that our pharmacies in Douglas County are really struggling with the closure of the Bi-Mart pharmacies, with the temporary shutdown of the pharmacy at Rite Aid on downtown. The other pharmacies are really struggling with this. So pharmacies, which early on gave much of a vaccine, are now struggling. The good news is I just spoke with our friends at Aviva. They have appointments for today. So today and tomorrow. So if anybody wants to get one, 541-672-9596. And listen for the prompt about a COVID vaccine. And they have 60 slots open each day over the next bit. In addition, they're going to have an event on the 15th, which is a Saturday. And we're going to have a drive-through in the week between Christmas and New Year's in the lot across from the library.
And so that will be coming up. Do you know when more specifics on that will be coming out?
I will. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. But I do know the specifics that Aviva has lots of vaccine, and they're ready to give it every day. So if you give them a call at 541-672-9596, you can get an appointment. The reason that places have gone to appointments is that when they did walk-ins, what they found was they had very few people early in the day, and then at the last hour, they had all of these people gathering together, which was thought not to be particularly safe. So they've gone to these appointments so you can minimize your contact with other people.
And with the larger one coming up, that will alleviate some concerns as well. Of course, it's a little tricky right now getting this close to the holiday season. Just logistically pulling some bigger events off is probably hard to do.
It is really hard to do. I can tell you the people who have been working at DPHN have been working every day since last March. So we've not taken a day off since last March. And, you know, we're trying really hard to look at the health of our workers in addition. But we're going to be able to pull off this drive-through in the last week of December and get as many people boosted as we can.
So one of the aspects here that probably adds to the level of concern from some is the rapid spread of this new variant. I guess, first of all, talk more about the variant, maybe some things that we've seen data-wise in the past week.
So this has been all Omicron all week as we learn more and more about this variant. This variant started first in South Africa. It has a tremendous number of mutations. So Alpha and Delta had a handful of mutations each. This is about 50 mutations. So it really has a lot of mutations and seems to have sprung kind of up all by itself. So this is not one that slowly evolved from something else. It just showed up all of a sudden in Southern Africa. It appears to be even more contagious than Delta, which is hard to believe, but appears to be more contagious. We're still not sure if it's going to be milder. They have seen an increase in hospitalizations in South Africa. But in the region of South Africa where this is really widely spread, it's mostly very young people who we wouldn't expect to be hospitalized anyway. In the U.S., the cases have been generally mild. There has been a death reported with it, but in general, the cases have been mild. But international travelers are not your average group of people. They tend to be younger, they tend to be more adventurous, and they're overwhelmingly vaccinated. So what we still don't know is what's going to happen when this variant spreads in a average community of people, older, younger, vaccinated, unvaccinated, we're not sure what the severity is going to look like. If it is more contagious than Delta and as serious as Delta, this is going to be a bad time. Our hope is that it'll be more contagious, but overall less serious. The good news is at least the original data from Pfizer suggests that vaccine is really quite protective.
And
so really recommended people get their booster.
And if it indeed turns out that while it moves around and is very transmissible, it's causing less issues than Delta, for instance, and people aren't having as many problems with it, hospitalizations, et cetera, with more people having gone through that, unpleasant though it may be, does that help us in the end as we roll along here?
Sure. If this was not very serious at all, so let's say instead of, we have about a 10% hospitalization rate here in our county, if the hospitalization rate was a tenth of a percent, 100 times less, this would be a very different thing. And that's what I'm hoping for Christmas. So if anybody doesn't know what to get me, I'm asking for a very mild Omicron variant, because that really would be the way out. So a very transmissible but not particularly serious variant could be the end of this pandemic.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Denenhofer. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Mike Winters, the Commissioner of Dirt, with the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. Tomorrow, a bit of a different program. Looking forward to this. Dyson DeMara of Hillcrest Vineyards and Paul O'Brien and his other wine ventures around the Umpqua Valley. We're going to talk about holiday wines, how to pick a wine for that holiday meal, especially for those who are really a bit unsure but trying to make a good presentation for family that might be there. We'll talk about that. Also get an update on some of the projects he is working on and how the Umpqua Valley wine scene is overall getting a lot of attention nationally and internationally, really in the past few weeks even, for some of the things happening in the Umpqua Valley. So we'll talk about the local wine industry with Dyson DeMara on tomorrow's program. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Denenhofer on with us now. We talked about the county numbers. What about the state numbers around Oregon? What are you seeing these days?
What we're seeing in the state of Oregon is kind of a flattening of the curve. We did not see a big increase from Thanksgiving, which is a good thing. So Oregon is pretty flat right now. But what I am seeing across the country is places in the same kind of temperate zone that we are. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana are really having big surges. So as the cool weather comes down in the Northeast, they're seeing a massive increase in the number of cases. In the U.S. as overall, we're up about 50% over the last 2 weeks. So our concern is the weather gets cold and dreary here, that we may also start to see an increase in cases.
Now, what about the world picture? What's happening in some of the other nations you're following?
Well, Europe and Russia are having the worst of the issues. Again, Europe and Russia are both in colder climes, and people are spending more time indoors. The other big hotspots we're seeing are in South Africa. So South Africa, Botswana, and the countries around there are starting to see a real increase in cases. And this is worrisome because this is their summer when we should be starting to see a lower number of cases. Yet with the higher number of cases, we really think that Omicron is taking over the southern part of Africa. The concern is that once it takes over the southern part of Africa, it's just going to spread north, and we might see a variant which is just as contagious as Omicron but more serious, and that would be really tragic.
There is one of the countries, if I recall correctly, that you've been kind of tracking, and we tend to follow them by a certain number of weeks. Where's that one at?
Well, so that's the UK. So the UK has been the best predictor of what's going to be happening. And you'll remember they had a big peak in the early summer, and then it came down, but never went down to where it was before. And that's what we saw in Oregon, in Douglas County, is a big peak about 6 weeks after theirs. And ours came down, but has never come down to the level it was before. What they're seeing now is the very rapid spread of Omicron. So they're thinking that in the 15th of November, almost all the cases were Delta. But by the 30th of December, almost all of the cases will be Omicron. So we follow their pattern. In January or February, we might expect to see many more Omicron cases here. And again, the big unknown is how serious Omicron is when you get it. If it's not particularly serious, that's going to be a good thing. But we really need to know a lot more.
Is there a potential with either Delta or Omicron that they start out one way and then shift along the way? Meaning Omicron right now seems to be less serious but more transmissible. Might that change?
Absolutely. And that's what these mutations do. They change something about the virus. And so they can either increase or decrease transmissibility, they can increase or decrease severity, and they can increase or decrease the effectiveness of the vaccine. So all of those three things play together. And so it is a complicated message to figure out just what this one is looking like. But the best information so far suggests more transmissible, but probably less serious.
Christmas. 10 days away, people starting to have different family events, gathering in various ways. What are your concerns and thoughts for people?
Well, we know that indoor gatherings, especially indoor gatherings with lots of people, are a risk for spreading the disease. You can definitely decrease the risk of the disease by being vaccinated. And the other thing we're saying is please stay home if you're sick. Again and again, we see outbreaks, be it at workplaces, at parties, where people go to work when they're sick, thinking it's just cold or allergies. A few days later, it's, oh my goodness, it turned out to be COVID, and they've exposed all of these people. So in our last four big outbreaks, you could look back and find the first person who went to work sick. And then 3 to 5 days later, there were a handful of people. 3 to 5 days after that, there were a lot of people who were sick. So really, if you're invited to a party and you're not feeling up to speed, please stay home.
You know, it's interesting because a few years ago, especially coming out of the recession, a lot of people were concerned about taking time off and said they would work when ill and just try to avoid others. And it seems like the past year and a half, you know, bosses, as much as they want you there, they don't want you there sick.
Right. And I think that's very reasonable. If you have a cold and you're in a time before COVID, when people had colds, they went to work when they had a cold and maybe spread a cold to others. So those colds did not lead to hospitalizations and deaths. The problem with COVID is it starts off looking like a cold, but in the unlucky people who get it badly can lead to hospitalizations and deaths. And we've had now over 200 deaths since August. So many of those were older people, but many were younger people, younger than me, who otherwise really quite healthy, who had many years of life ahead of them, who had retirement to look forward to, had grandchildren to look forward to, and they'll never get to do it.
So what about some advice about how to navigate differences in families when you're talking vaccine status or preferences or beliefs?
It's really hard. This has really torn apart so many families. So many people have told me that they've had bitter arguments with their family about getting vaccine and not. And even in my family, there's been some disagreement. I always try to be graceful about this, recognizing that people have different things, and just keep trying to answer people's questions. So they may ask questions like, well, you know, this vaccine has lots of side effects, and we can show that they doesn't. Or they're concerned that the vaccine is not very effective, we can show how effective it is. And we work through this. But that is one of the most difficult parts of the holiday.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. And again, tell us when that drive-through clinic coming up.
So there's one on January 15th. They're going to have a Saturday session of Viva, but Viva has appointments every weekday, 672-9596, and they'll get you an appointment and get you your booster.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.